This is KUT. As rents for residents and businesses continue to climb, the Austin City Council has approved a plan to help the city's artists afford to keep their venues and creative spaces. It's called the Art Space Assistance Program. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The program was developed in response to Mayor Steve Adler's 2016 Music Omnibus Resolution. It prioritized preserving and increasing Austin's affordable arts spaces. Megan Wells is director of the city's Cultural Arts Division. Speaking at City Hall earlier this week, she said the program will allow arts nonprofits to apply for $50,000 grants to bring their venues up to compliance with city code. Wells says easing that cost burden could encourage landlords not to shut those spaces down.
They have to match those code compliance awards. If we can match that, that will ensure that that arts usage stays intact versus something else.
The program also allows groups to apply for rent stipends of $35,000. When the item first came before council last month, Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo raised the question of how exactly artists would be defined by the program and what types of arts groups could qualify. City staff say that definition is pretty broad. It includes everyone from musicians and dancers to writers and architects. Councilmember Jimmy Flanagan said he still had some concerns over using taxpayer dollars to build equity for landlords.
I think ultimately I will support it. I don't want perfect to be the enemy of the good in this case, and I think you all have done a lot of substantial work to try and address some of our concerns.
Councilmember Ora Houston echoed Flanagan's concern. She also wondered whether the program guidelines could prevent landlords from kicking tenants out on short notice.
I too have a problem with using public funds, and then we think we're doing a great thing, and 6 months into it, they said, you know, you got to get out, I'm selling the property.
Wells says the city will ask landlords to include provisions in their leases to ensure that they aren't hiking the rent after improvements are made. She said city staff will also ask applicants to submit copies of their leases or letters of intent to renew their leases. If those terms are shorter than 3 years, nonprofits will have to supplement their applications with a 3-year business plan. This pilot program is being funded with $200,000 from the city's general fund. It'll be up to city council to determine whether to continue the program in future years. The city plans to accept applications from arts nonprofits through August 1st. Grant awards are set to be announced August 31st. Saida Hassan, KUT News.